2 years ago, Nell Freudenberger was a 26-year-old assistant at the New Yorker magazine when she published her first story in the magazine's debut fiction issue. Since then, many critics and readers have been waiting for her first collection of short stories to be published. It's just come out, and it's called Lucky Girls. Book critic Maureen Carrigan says Freudenberger writes with the emotional wisdom of someone who's been around for at least a century or two.
The women in Nell Freudenberger's debut short story collection, Lucky Girls, really know how to make a mess. They backpack their complicated lives all over the globe, shoving their way into marriages in India, leaking lust in Thailand, stomping all over memories in India again and Vietnam. Maybe in real life, women this sloppy, this destructive, wouldn't be likable. But in Freudenberger's fiction, they're irresistible. In the vivid way she humanizes her high-maintenance women and leavens their troublesome predicaments with an essentially comic tone, Freudenberger reminds me of the immortal Lori Colwyn. And that's just about the highest compliment I can pay to any short story writer. The title story of the collection, like the four that follow, pulls off the trick of being both technically sleek and deeply poignant. The unnamed narrator of Lucky Girls is stranded emotionally high and dry in India. When we meet her, she's just been surprised in her small, roach-infested house by an older woman named Mrs. Chawla. Over the course of the next few pages, it unfolds that Mrs. Chawla is the mother of the narrator's lover, who's recently died. It also unfolds that the lover was married with teenage children. Mrs. Chawla never visited the house while her son was alive. Like the rest of her extended family, she disapproved of his extracurricular relationship, particularly with an American. As the narrator tells us, "The family's taste was conservative, and I thought they believed that people, like the drapes and the sofa, should match." Over the course of several more visits, bossy Mrs. Chawla interrogates the narrator, but our sassy narrator gives as good as she gets. Listen to this cagey conversation in which Mrs. Chawla is trying to find out when the narrator plans to leave India. "Where exactly are you from?" Mrs. Chawla asks. "My father lives in Boston, but my mother is in California now." "Ah," said Mrs. Chawla softly, as if that explained everything. "An American family. That must make it difficult to decide where to return to." "It rules out Boston and California." Mrs. Chawla didn't smile. These two women are having such fun diverting themselves from their grief by playing cat and mouse with each other. We readers are lulled into a false sense of security until the last few pages when the mischievous tone shatters and hatred erupts. All of Freudenberger's tales about women out of their cultural element shift ground suddenly like this. Characters or moods or anecdotes that initially occupy the center yield to something completely unexpected. In the story called Outside the Eastern Gate, another unnamed narrator returns to her childhood home in India to visit her senile father, only to discover that her late mother's lesbian lover, once reviled, is now her father's caretaker. And in my favorite story of the collection, The Orphan, a 47-year-old woman named Alice is roused in her New York apartment by a phone call from her daughter, working in Thailand, caring for AIDS babies. Her daughter says she's been raped, but then calls back to blithely tell Alice that the incident was a cultural misunderstanding. Alice, her husband, and their college student son all gather in Thailand for Christmas. Her son, Alice tells us, shows up at the hotel dressed like someone coming out of trench warfare in the Balkans, with canvas work pants, toeless leather sneakers, and a T-shirt bearing the acronym of a campus club he's joined, CRK, Cool Rich Kids, an organization of college students who divert money from their trust funds to causes endorsed by the anarchist collective. The story reads like an upper-class, dysfunctional family comedy of manners until Alice realizes that her marriage is really irrevocably finished, and this ghastly holiday reunion turns into a wake. It's usually wise to keep one's distance from women who cause or suffer this much trouble. But Freudenberger's commanding style makes a reader want to know more, stay longer in the company of these disoriented and sometimes dangerous dames. Lucky girls to find such a writer to tell their stories. Lucky readers, too.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Lucky Girls by Nell Freudenberger.